The past 2 years, if all you have been listening to are politicians, the media, or everyone's favorite doctor, Anthony Fauci, then you would know that the COVID is the most dangerous virus to hit America since the bubonic plague. Everyone must be vaccinated. If you're not vaccinated, you're anti-science, you're anti-vax. If you have the audacity to ask questions or you disagree with the baseless opinion of Anthony Fauci, they silence you. Or I should say, they try to silence you. Those associated with the agenda, the mainstream media, they are hammering Joe Rogan right now. A group of 270 scientists and medical professionals, also known as social justice warriors, they sent a letter to Spotify imploring them to do something about Joe Rogan. He is spreading misinformation. He is promoting propaganda. He disagrees with us constantly, so he must be silenced. They cannot stand Joe Rogan. And you want to know why? Joe Rogan is untouchable. They know they can't control him. They've already gotten to Howard Stern. Howard Stern used to be the leader of the free speech movement. He railed against the government back in the 90s for censoring him on radio. Howard Stern now is nothing but a modern day pussy. Joe Rogan, on the other hand, questions everything. Joe Rogan has become the Howard Stern of the 90s. He is all about free speech. His podcast is not a news show, though. It's an opinion show. People listen to Joe Rogan to be entertained, not to learn scientific information about the COVID. If Joe Rogan were pushing this agenda, he wouldn't be facing any of these problems that he's being hit with right now. He also wouldn't have 11 million listeners every week. We found another unlikely ally in the fight for freedom a few months ago, Kyrie Irving. I might not agree with Kyrie Irving politically, but you got to give this dude credit. He said months ago he was not going to be forced into getting a vaccine. He said that he wasn't going to change his mind either. He said he was going to use his platform to give a voice to people that didn't have a voice when it came to COVID mandates. Kyrie Irving has been available to play road games all season. But Sean Marks and the Brooklyn Nets wouldn't allow it. Their mindset was, if Kyrie's only available for half the games, he shouldn't be available at all. They did this to increase pressure on him to get vaccinated. The media, they played their part too. How many times has Stephen A. Smith, the world's highest paid parrot, went on ESPN and blasted Kyrie Irving for being selfish? He only cares about himself. He is sacrificing a potential championship season for the Brooklyn Nets because he refuses to comply. He is endangering the lives of everyone by not being vaccinated. It's all bullshit, of course. Kyrie Irving's not endangering anyone. If you're vaccinated, you're supposed to be protected, right? This man is the exact opposite of selfish. He is selfless. Kyrie Irving has sacrificed millions of dollars to stand up for his own personal rights. He might be an SJW, but there's a difference between Kyrie Irving and LeBron James. LeBron is uninformed. He's a puppet for the agenda. I might not agree with Kyrie Irving on some things, but at least he does his own research, does his own homework. I've never thought Kyrie was a tool for the cause. Now, as far as his Kobe fight with the Nets and the NBA, Kyrie Irving appears to have won. It's funny how quickly minds changed in Brooklyn once the team was ravaged by the COVID last month. Wait. Let me correct that. It's funny how quickly minds changed once the Nets were ravaged by the NBA COVID protocols. Who was the first person they called when Kevin Durant, James Harden, damn near the entire roster was deemed ineligible by NBA protocols? Who was the first person they called? Kyrie Irving. That's a bit strange, don't you think? The Nets get hit with the COVID, so they change their minds and allow an unvaccinated Kyrie Irving back into the locker room? What kind of sense does that make? I thought this virus was dangerous. I thought Kyrie was dangerous because he's unvaccinated. If the COVID's really that bad, why would they fall back on Kyrie Irving? You can draw your own conclusions, but you know why. It's not about keeping people safe. It's about keeping people under control. Now, New York City appears to be having a change of heart. There are three cities in the country where you're not allowed to enter the inside of a building, basically, without being vaccinated. And it should come as no surprise, those three cities, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and New York. Three of my favorite cities, and three cities ruined by social justice politics. There is no logical reason for this mandate, besides making life unbearable for unvaccinated people and for keeping guys like Kyrie Irving from making a living, which is strange when you think about it. If Kyrie Irving were playing for the Miami Heat and Ron DeSantis had the same mandate as New York City, he would be vilified. Ron DeSantis is a racist. He's stopping a black man from making millions of dollars. They would turn it into a racial issue. But because it fits the narrative in New York, race isn't brought up at all. No one accused Bill de Blasio of being racist. He got a pass when he should have been crucified. Bill de Blasio, the worst mayor in the history of New York, possibly the history of the country. In 8 years, he completely destroyed New York City. But now, it appears they're having a change of heart in New York. All of a sudden, an unvaccinated Kyrie Irving isn't nearly as dangerous as he was last week. Now, what changed? Hell, I don't know. Neither do they. They're constantly changing the rules. In order for Kyrie to not become a super spreader, in order for him to not be dangerous to everyone at the arena in Brooklyn, all he has to do is pay a fine. Wow. That's all we've needed to do this whole time? You too can become incapable of spreading the COVID if you pay us $1,000. Well, damn. If $1,000 is all it takes to be COVID-free, I'd be willing to bet most of the country would pay up. Kyrie Irving can play home games now in Brooklyn on an escalating fine scale. The first offense is a warning. A warning. Whatever. Second offense, $1,000 fine. Third offense, $2,000. All other offenses moving forward, $5,000 for each occurrence. If he plays in the 21 remaining home games in Brooklyn, he would owe New York City about $100,000, which, that is nothing to Kyrie Irving. It's not even 1% of his annual income. And I'm sure the Nets would probably pay the fine anyway. They need Kyrie to win the title. Last night, they destroyed the best team in the Eastern Conference in Chicago because they had Kyrie Irving. But this right here is bigger than the Brooklyn Nets. This is bigger than the NBA. A $100,000 fine is pennies on the dollar for Kyrie Irving and the Brooklyn Nets. But it's the precedent this is setting that's the problem. New York City issues their own mandate in the name of public safety. But to get around the mandate, you can simply pay a fine, and the mandate is meaningless. It seems to me they're using this for profit. This is typical SJW garbage. They create a problem, in this case, the COVID mandate, then they offer you the solution. That solution, of course, is yet another tax on the people. Avid social justice warrior Adrian Wojnarowski is reporting that the NBA rules would not allow Kyrie Irving to pay the fine and play in Nets home games. NBA protocols state players must comply with local cities' COVID laws. Well, if Kyrie is paying the fine, isn't he complying with the law? There are also reports that Nets owner Joseph Tsai won't allow Kyrie to pay the fine and play home games. Joe Tsai, he has been pushing the vaccine for months, and it's reported he just doesn't have the stomach to allow this to happen. Yeah. We'll see how he feels once the playoffs start in April. Nets are faced with a Game 7 game at home. You think Joe Tsai is worried about paying a little fine, or is he going to force one of his best players to miss Game 7? What do you think? Something else that doesn't make sense to me with all this, a visiting player is allowed to play in Brooklyn, unvaccinated. Unvaccinated. He can play. But Kyrie Irving hasn't been able to play up until this point because he's unvaccinated. And if he wants to play now, he has to pay a fine. Are you seeing how ludicrous this is? Like I said, none of this is about safety. It's not about the health of the players. It's all about control. They know they're losing their power to influence people with the COVID. Most people just aren't worried about it anymore. It's also why they're trying to cancel Joe Rogan. They blame him for losing their influence. Now, Joe Rogan played a part, but many people woke up to this bullshit a long time ago. All right, let me know what you guys think. Kyrie Irving, went from persona non grata to being so dangerous to now being allowed to pay a little fine, a little tax to play in Brooklyn. Let me know what you think. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_BTL84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.